98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Mako or Macho, however you pronounce his last name, John Mako of Oshkosh wants your vote in the Democratic primary for the 6th Congressional District. Mako is one of 7 Democrats looking to unseat incumbent Glenn Grothman.
I saw the lack of leadership in the country, and we were being bombarded with all this divisive news daily and the elimination of norms that we had been ruled by forever.
Mako lists among his key platforms a stable economy.
And part of that is ending these tariffs. I'm hoping that they're going to end way before this election, but if they're still there, I want to make sure that they go away.
And securing the border while helping immigrants find a legal pathway to residency.
There are so many hardworking people in our community that are having to hide because they don't have their paperwork. They have never caused anybody grief. They have families. It's time for them to come out of the shadows. And we need to create that opportunity.
What Mako said is needed most in the 6th Congressional District is affordable housing, affordable health care, and civility.
We need to start talking to each other and stop dehumanizing each other because we have an R or a D in front. We need to be a purple country where it doesn't matter whether R or D is in front of you anymore. It's whether we can talk issues and not personality.
The Democratic primary is August 11th, 2026. The average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin continues to fall. This week's statewide average is $2.77 a gallon. According to Gas Buddy, the price continues to hover around the $3 mark nationwide. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis, said the national price should be below $3 a gallon before the Christmas holiday travel season. In Appleton, a gallon of gas will cost you $2.70 on average this week, $2.68 in Oshkosh, and $2.80 a gallon in Green Bay. An update to a story we covered for you on Veterans Day. The communities at Oshkosh North program held their Sweat for a Vet fundraiser last week. They wanted to raise enough to send 11 veterans on Old Glory honor flights through the Northeast Wisconsin chapter. The program announced on Facebook over the weekend that they surpassed their goal and raised enough to fund 16 honor flights. Quote, to say we are hashtag proud of our juniors and seniors would be putting it mildly. 86 participants, 18 event sponsors, $8,000 plus raised. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office is in hot water over their cooperation with ICE. Isabella Nieto reports.
They're being sued by the ACLU of Wisconsin for complying with requests from immigration officials to hold people longer than they should so ICE can come and deport them. Those requests are called ICE detainers, and they allow sheriffs to detain people for an extra 48 hours.
Being unlawfully present in the United States is not a crime. It's a civil violation.
That's Hannah Schwartz, a staff attorney with the ACLU of Wisconsin.
Continuing to detain someone is, under Wisconsin law, this is something we argue, is an arrest. And by arresting someone for being unlawfully present in the United States, you are arresting them for a civil violation.
People can only be arrested for civil violations under specific circumstances, none of which include being undocumented. The ACLU argues that honoring an ICE detainer is not an arrest that Wisconsin law enforcement has the authority to make. According to an ACLU report, 13 Wisconsin sheriff's departments have a partnership with ICE. I'm Isabella Nieto.
A majority of those counties with 287G agreements in Wisconsin are in the Fox Valley and New Wisco, including Brown, Fond du Lac, Kewaunee, Manitowoc, Marquette, Outagamie, Sheboygan, Wapaka, Washera, and Winnebago counties. There's agreement that PFAS contamination is a big problem for Wisconsin, but not on who should pay to clean it up. A WPR report says that the DNR estimates the cleanup cost could reach several billion dollars. A bill from Republican lawmakers would protect certain people and communities from being held responsible if they didn't cause the pollution. The DNR warns that could leave state taxpayers footing much of the bill. Supporters of the bill say it's a fairer approach while cleanup work continues. Both sides say the state needs to act soon to protect our drinking water. Travelers should see a smoother start to their flight plans now that the FAA has lifted flight restrictions that were put in place during the federal government shutdown. Those restrictions cut back flights at 40 major airports, including Chicago. The impact trickled down to cause minor issues at regional hubs like Mitchell in Milwaukee and Appleton International. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Giannis with an injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo had to leave last night's game in the first half after apparently suffering a groin injury. The Bucks went on to lose 118-106 to the Cavaliers. Head coach Doc Rivers asked, how bad did Giannis look in the locker room?
Didn't look great, I can tell you that.
He'll now undergo an MRI. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Southern Illinois at Edwardsville, 94-69. Wisconsin now ranked 23rd. NFL, Packers running back Josh Jacobs suffering a contusion to his left knee against the Giants, but Matt LaFleur says he's confident in running backs Emmanuel Wilson and Chris Brooks, especially when it comes to pass protection.
That's one thing you can always count on, Chris Brooks, man. That guy is going to do his job. I know he only had the one carry, but I thought he did a nice job on that carry as well, just hitting the hole with some authority. And then Emmanuel, both those guys, you know, have called upon. I have confidence that they're going to get the job done.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A rain snow mix possible here through early to mid-afternoon. I don't expect a lot of accumulation. There could be a slushy half inch to an inch in a few spots by the time everything winds down. High today, mid to upper 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.